live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Future Tech is a venture builder, so we help to create businesses. We will help the business to put all of the nuts and bolts in place, all of the operational stuff, make lots of commercial decisions. Really, what we do is we look for a very interesting, innovative bit of IP, bit of intellectual property, and then we work with the creator of that intellectual property, who might be maybe a postdoctoral researcher or another scientist or an engineer, etc. And we work with them to create a really successful company.
Do you go out and find the people that you want to work with? Is that how you do it?
Well, that's certainly one route. And the other, they can always come and find us. And we've had a bit of both since we started. And we've got quite a few inquiries running at the moment.
How does this differ from conventional venture capital?
Normally, an entrepreneur has to, when they start a company, they have to kick it off themselves and do lots of things for the first time. And when you do something for the first time, it's a bit harder. You could probably do it better the second time, and it's a bit more effort. So an entrepreneur, particularly when they go out to raise money, they're raising money for the first time. There are some really difficult decisions and conversations to be had there. Really, you end up in a position where the founder or founders of a company are carrying a lot of weight on their shoulders. Now, the venture builder exists to take a lot of the weight off their shoulders. We get involved day to day as executives within the business. We are directors. We are effectively co-founders of the company. And we take a lot of that weight, and we really help the business to not make those first mistakes, make everything a bit more efficient, and just make everything a hell of a lot easier.
You take a small stake in the business, so it's in your interest to make the business successful. Is that how it works?
We really are co-founders in the business, so we'll have an equity position. We try not to take any cash from the business, of course, because that's just the last thing a very early stage business wants, and it's we're completely wedded to the success of the company, and we will only win with the company when the entrepreneurs and the founders win with the company. So it's very much a partnership, co-founder arrangement, rather than some sort of consultancy or something like that, which is far more dispassionate, far less involved.
I know that you're a small team, but you're a small team with quite an impressive spread of expertise. Tell me about the skill set that you can bring to any business that you get involved with.
I founded Cambridge Future Tech with Xavier Parkhouse Parker and Owen Thompson, and we've got very different skill sets, which is one of the reasons we're working together. Owen is a former Typhoon pilot, has a very strong technical background, but also all of that sort of discipline and leadership skill that comes with a military career. Xavier comes from more of a marketing background, but also has some deep science history behind him. And then I've been in commerce and banking my whole career, so I've seen hundreds and hundreds of companies and seen them work, seen them fail, seen them be successful, and seen them really not. So we've got a really good spread of experience to help out almost any business, and we're focused very much in deep tech, which in our language means a company that is IP rich, and we're focused on digital, so software, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and hardware, materials, so that could be devices or novel substances and material techniques in that space. We're not doing medtech and biotech, bioscience, just because that's not our core skill set. Our core skill set's on the other side of that spectrum.
Well, it's been fantastic to chat to you about it. If anybody is listening now who is maybe involved in a technology business or looking to get into that space and wants to have a conversation with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, we'd love to hear from people who, certainly people who have ideas and intellectual property themselves that they're looking to commercialise, but also just people who are interested and would like to maybe work in one of the businesses we're supporting or something like that. And we've got application routes on our website, which is www.camfuturetech.com.
I'll give that website address out again. Before you leave us, George, I have asked you to pick a song. Tell me the song you've chosen and the reason you've chosen it.
When I was at school, I was playing in a band at school as well. And a few years older than me, at a school down the road, a band called Coldplay had formed. The song that I think has a really nicely evocative title that I've chosen is Adventure of a Lifetime.